than we thought. If you've ever been to St. Augustine, I would think that you probably had asked yourself this question that I'm asking you in this next poem. How can I move here? Many years later, they will say, I went to the fort once, but their skin's memory carries the unseen of small morning haze unlocked from the bay, holding a foot of tension above water 2 months past solstice, and with a collective turning in bed, hope from the comforter of St. Augustine is still tucked around the traveler and the traveler's children. East sun on Ponce Bougainvillea shrieked a cerise reincarnation up finely veiled walls, exploded buff cream from under terracotta roofs, pierced their eyes like Mary's heart in the cathedral. But they heard eggs hissing on the St. George Pharmacy grill. Their stomachs relaxed with a sinking net plop into the St. Sebastian. And when a redeeming crane carried a jump in their chest away to the shrine pond, they wondered, how can I move here? Oh, they will say, I went to the fort once. But somewhere they are walking on an Emmett Fritz street, telling time by the color of water in the bay. I will end with the Sanchez family where I began. A few years ago, the last of the 9 Sanchez children died, one of my great uncles, and was buried in the St. Ambrose Cemetery. And the St. Ambrose Cemetery is near the St. Ambrose Church, where there's an annual country fair, and I'm sure you've all probably been to a church fair or a country fair every year at one time in your life. And there's a great connection between funerals and fairs and church and get-togethers and families. And this is the elegy for the children of Henry and Agnes Sanchez. Afraid to leave the graveyard, where a little less history waits outside, we tell stories by stones named for us. The lap of St. Ambrose Cemetery shifts to hold another pioneer child come home. It is the fair that brings them back. Spring blinking away a quarter second of funeral time. Preacher Tree-Eye thumps his ladle, yells, go for stew! A backbone of women, pile, heap, mound, Perlo. New-blooded maidens snap their rags full to impudence, swiping away our crumbs. Outside, men step a beer-hiding shuffle. Father Langlade's forgotten choreography slides on. The quick and the dead catch hands on the oak path from cemetery to church hall on fair day. Hattie's laughter moves through new babies and arches in the canopy of a Spanish moss lane. Charlie watches great-grands play the go fish pond, naming their names until the quiet one feels the love of his breath and smiles into the pulling shadow, knowing from the light that falls between trees whose children will next play on the bare cedar roots. We have got shut their faith, yet fret after the pole stars who loved us, hanging back for an hour of cracker comfort to ease the gate click, we make epic common folk uncommonly determined to burn home fires through through a scrub night.
Thank you.
Before Ann leaves, I have a question. Is your work available if we want to have copies? Have you published? Some of the poems have been published. And a very wonderful personal collection. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your being here. This was very, very special. And I'm glad our audience was here and your family. Storytelling is our theme at this year's 44th Annual Florida Folk Festival. And Anne's work illustrates a specific type of storytelling, which is the personal experience, our family stories. And all of us have these stories in our life, and that's one of the things that makes folklore something that we all have. And we're so glad that she could be with us this year. We're setting up our stage for another group, and I'm going to ask Tina Bukovalis to step to the mic and give you some information about this particular tradition.
Hi, we're very lucky today to have a Wahira music group from Miami to perform for us. And I'd like to give you a little bit of background on this type of music. This type of music is based on décimas, which is a Spanish verse form that dates back to medieval times. And this was brought, the décima was brought over, of course, to the New World when the Spanish came and to Cuba. And in Cuba, especially in the mountainous area, which has particularly maintained the Spanish influence, this kind of music flourishes. And in fact, the term Guajira is kind of the version of country or campesino, as you may know, is the word that's used in Mexico for country people. And this is a form that has flourished in the interior areas. And the song tradition is particularly interesting because although there are some established songs, a lot of the song forms are spontaneous compositions about a particular topic, which may be of current interest or about someone in the community and so forth. And this group also is known here at the Folk Festival because they have previously received one of our apprenticeship grants to train apprentices in the Miami area to continue this long-time tradition. And I'd like to now turn this over to Melitón Perdomo and Martín Perdomo, the leaders of the group. Also, if any of you are interested in learning more about this tradition, we have some of these booklets which feature Remembranza del Conuco. These are the apprenticeship booklets from last year when they were involved in that program.
One, two, three. Okay.
Testing, 1, 2. Testing. Testing, 1, 2. There we go.
Alex. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Good. Good.
Pícale, guajiro. Uy, pícale.
Su personalidad, mi conjunto se presenta en esta fiesta parienta del campo y de la ciudad. Viva mi bando con su bandera, que nuestra música nunca muera.
¡Ay,
hoy todo es felicidad, ha florecido el saúco! ¡Vamos! Y los recuerdos machucos en el pilón de la vida, a darles la bienvenida, remembranzas del conuco.
Viva mi bando con su bandera, que nuestra música nunca muera. Ay, guajiro lindo, bueno, ya con ustedes tenemos a Fiel Benítez, el barcerito. Échale, guajiro, pícale. ¡Uy! Esta música linda, y tenemos a
parcerito cubano, que a este país he venido. Soy parcerito cubano, y a este país he venido, y le estoy agradecido al gobierno americano.
¡Ay, guajiro, pícale! ¡Uy!
Sácame de pantano donde me sentía preso, y aunque me siento confieso de libertad disfrutando, nada más que estoy pensando en el día de regreso.
Y pronto regresaremos ya a nuestra Cuba libre. Bueno, ya tenemos a Delia Ramos, la alondra de Palma Rubia. Pícale, guajira. ¡Uy!
Se ponen de pie todos. sol y brisa, un mensajero sin prisa en el suelo americano.
Ahí nada más.
Soy la representación del campesino.
¡Uy! ¡Pícale, guajiro!
Hoy me siento soberano en tan vivo derrotero.
¡Uy!
Y en la Florida me muero.
Ay, guayro, pícale, bueno, ya tenemos listo. Ya tenemos a Melitón Perdomo, el príncipe jalumeño. Pícale, guayro.
Despierta, mira y no escondas tus frases que son de gala.
Ay, guajiro.
Que son de galas, si eres cisne que resbalas entre las verdosas frondas. Necesario es que respondas a mi honda preocupación. Esta ocasión con alegres movimientos pase sobre los asientos con una salutación.
¡Uy! ¡Ay, guay, lindo! Bueno, ya tenemos a Fiel Benite. Vamos a ver a Fiel. Pícale, guajiro.
Como Nápoles Fajardo, Heredia y Rubén Darío. Para llenar el vacío que ellos dejaron un día con arte, con maestría y ante tanto decoro, siento que por cada poro me brota la poesía.
Thank you. apatía, pero si regreso un día al suelo donde nací, siempre serás para mí la segunda patria mía.
De aquellos que aunque la tierra se abra,
oye, tú, oye.
Yo soy guajiro de aquellos que aunque la tierra se abra, hay más fuerza en mi palabra que en 20 firmas y sellos. Cuellos usa sin almidonar. De los que para entrenar al perro en las monterías lo entrenaba sin porfía, sin pigüela y sin collar.
Cubano, genuino y batiendo palmas.
¡Vamos!
Aquí está el punto cubano, genuino y batiendo palmas, en una fiesta de almas, de rama, de fruto y grano.
¡Uy!
Americano echa raíces en mí. Porque al abrazarme aquí con su más amplia sonrisa, tengo una patria postiza por la patria que perdí.
¡Uy, lindo, bajito! Bueno, ya tenemos la controversia. Ya tenemos a José Donández.
Tu poesía con sus sílabas de miel. Donate tu poesía con sus sílabas de miel. En Cuba canto al vergel, al valle y la sitiería. La sabiduría de tu lindo silabaje extracta el mejor lenguaje que tiene nuestro folclor para cantar con amor a este precioso paisaje.
Señalas ahora. Por ese mismo camino que me señalas ahora, da la impresión que la aurora viaja con el peregrino. Que el remolino esté horadando tu piel. Porque si con el pincel la belleza no se oculta, la poesía resulta compañera del vergel.
Ay, ay, ay.
extraordinarios. Árboles de esta región resultan extraordinarios, viejos troncos centenarios de corteza y corazón. En esta combinación de paisaje y de belleza, Dios con su grandeza, si en el árbol que se empina está la savia divina de la gran naturaleza. Todo se puede fundir con un solo pensamiento. Un solo pensamiento, si las piernas del aliento lo llevan al porvenir. ¡Uy! Todo se puede esgrimir de una manera estelar. Pensar que derrama la pureza, el paisaje y la belleza no se pueden divorciar. ¡Vamos! Qué bonito es el paisaje que nos brinda este lugar. Es el paisaje que nos brinda este lugar, donde se puede observar un río que va de viaje. Viste un exótico traje de verde coloración. Viendo correr su corriente, que es igual que una serpiente de gigante dimensión. Ese río que tú dices lo llevo en el corazón. Así viví la razón de mi momento feliz. Se va poniendo viejo.